No, I mean, we were never looking that far ahead. This league is, I mean, if you look at the history of the league, there's been only two teams ever go undefeated in the regular season in the history of it. And so, you know, that, I mean, I want to win every game, but obviously, you know, hats off to Pittsburgh. Their defense scored twice on us, and that cost us the game.
Jared, what do you think the fan reaction is going to be on Sunday when Favre shows up in purple?
Oh, I don't know. You guys, I should be asking you guys that question.
What's your gut tell you, though?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure probably people will be booing. Some people will be cheering. You know, everybody will probably be cheering for Green Bay. It's going to be a typical Green Bay-Minnesota robbery. I don't think, you know, eventually the ball's going to snap. We're going to play football, so it really doesn't matter. But it should be interesting to see.
How do you think Brett would react if he was booed heavily here?
I don't know. I'm fortunate. I know I look like it, and I look like a psychologist. I haven't studied the mind of Brett for it's been a while since my PhD.
How's his mood been so far from what you've seen?
I mean, we just got here this morning, so he showed up, so that's a plus.
Jerry, are you hoping for Clifton on Sunday, or are you kind of salivating over the prospect of maybe a rookie left tackle?
It doesn't matter, you know. I mean, I gotta prepare for either, you know. I enjoy playing against Clifton. I mean, he's a good player. We have good battles. You know, you put a rookie over there, it's all part of it. So I'll prepare for both, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Did you face many double teams in that last game? I know they would put a tight end there, but did they actually have anybody chip you?
Yeah, I usually get chipped, and you know, either from the tight end or the back, or you know, if I go inside the guard, usually comes. I usually see a multitude of people, so you know, that's part of it, and probably expect some more of the same stuff.
What were your impressions of the rookie you faced at the end of the game?
You know, he's a rookie. I try to keep my impressions of people to myself until you know I see him play a lot, but. Yeah, kid came out there. He was playing hard. You know, trying to take advantage of, you know, of the time he got. So, you know, I haven't watched film on. I know he played a lot the last couple of weeks. So I got to watch some film on him and I can give a better judgment.
You learn anything about Rodgers about you know how much he got after him and he still kept firing?
Excuse me.
Did you learn anything about Rodgers and how you got after him so hard and he kept firing?
Oh, he's a tough guy. He's a good quarterback. He's gonna he makes plays and. You know, he's got a good supporting cast around him, the driver and Jennings and those guys make plays. So, you know, he's a tough kid. He gets hit and he gets back up and he goes and throws the ball. So, hats off to him.
Jack, can you quantify what Brett has meant to your team so far?
Well, yeah, I mean he's been a lot. He's been a leader in the locker room. He's been a you know, leader on the field, as you see, he's won a couple of, you know, comeback games for us in the fourth. He brings a good energy and you know, I think he brings an experience level and a confidence level that, you know, we know he's been in every situation possible, so there's no real panic on either side of the ball when we get ourselves into a little bit of a setback.
Did you meet Aaron Rodgers at some event in the offseason and get to know him a little bit?
Yeah, we were playing golf out in Vegas at a charity tournament out there, and, you know, got to spend a little time off the field with him. You know, good dude, soft-spoken a little bit, but we had fun.
As much fun as you had sacking him 4.5 times?
Different kind of fun. Yeah, I'll take sacking him 4.5 times over any day on the golf course, any day of the week.
Jared, did you see much of an effect on him, though? I mean, you guys sacked him 8 times the last time. What kind of impact did you see that have on him?
Well, you know, I mean, really, you see what it does on the offense. It forces them into be one-dimensional. You force them into second, third, and long. You get them off the field. You know, as far as rattling him, I mean, he might have been a little quick to try to escape out of the pocket, but, you know, like I just said, I thought he did a pretty good job of holding in there and getting the ball downfield, and you know, he still threw for a ton of yards on us, so we got to clean that up. But you know, I mean, obviously that wears on when a guy's worried about pressure. You know, they're not going to be, you know, as accurate down the field. So, you know, it's all part of it. But like I said, he's still through the force of yards, so we're going to have to clean some stuff up and get after him again.
Jared, how worrisome are some of the big plays you guys have allowed in the last couple of weeks?
You know, it's one of those things. We try to eliminate those every week, but, you know, they were down. You know, I think we only gave up the one big play against Pittsburgh, which led to a touchdown on defense, at least. You know, I thought last week we played pretty good defensively. I mean, we only took about 50 snaps and held them to 13 points. So, you know, you do that, you expect to win games, but, you know, their defense outplayed us. So, hats off to them, and, you know, our offense moved the ball. We just didn't score. So, I mean, but it's a thing with the big plays. You know, especially Green Bay, they thrive on those. That's how they get a lot of their points and a lot of their momentum. So, it's going to be big on just keeping everything in front of us and really just playing technique-style football.
Jared, what's your impressions of Donald Driver, a guy who still kind of flies under the radar and at 34 is playing great ball still?
You know what? The guy makes phenomenal catches. I mean, you see him week in and week out watching film. And, you know, all the respect in the world for that guy.
Jared, I'm not a psychologist either, but you seem to be kind of censoring yourself on the possible rookie matchup. You don't lick your chops at the fact that you could be going against a kid who's made one start?
I'll be honest, if I was licking my chops over a dude, I'd be scared of myself.
So that's a no, then.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, for me, I just got to prepare as if, you know, I'm going to prepare if Clifton's there. I'm prepared if both of them are starting. So, you know, we'll see how salivated I am come Sunday.
Do you like going from side to side? I know they moved you around a little bit when you played the Packers the first time. Would you rather line up in one spot, or do you kind of like throwing the curveball like that?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. Whatever they need me to do to win. I'm obviously more comfortable on the right side, but, you know, like I said, sometimes it's a good changeup. Sometimes it's just out of necessity, you know. And the guy goes down, sometimes you gotta work with what you got, and or sometimes it's in the game plan, so... You know, it really doesn't matter to me. I've played both before, and I've had success at both ends. So, you know, it is what it is.
Jared, when you play on the road, particularly on grass versus playing at home, you know, with the noise and on turf, do you have to change a little bit of how you approach each pass rush? Do you have to do more setup kind of things to get by guys, or is it exactly the same thing as if you were at home?
You know, I guess you don't have the crowd advantage like you do at home with the noise and stuff like that. So you have to try to tune out, you know, the snap count and really focus on the ball and stuff like that. But, you know, once the ball snaps, you know, it really just comes down to beating your guy. You know, so I guess there's real no, the only advantage you really have is that initial get off with the crowd. You know, usually at home teams tend to go on one more than they would, you know, when you're on the road, you got to worry about hard counts and stuff like that. So, you know, other than that, I think it's pretty much the same.